Hi guys, welcome back to the Love Letters to Broadway podcast. The Broadway podcast, the best Broadway podcast, dare I say. Where we give you tips, tricks, advice, and give our adventures, or the lack of, for the last couple of months, but it's okay.
Yeah,
Things
because
happen.
we don't go anywhere in the last like month or so. We haven't
We
been anywhere.
got busy, but it's okay. We got
Very
exciting things
sad.
coming up. But my name is Skylar.
And I am Michelle.
And this week we're gonna do our huge, but we actually added something new last week, which is exciting. We're gonna talk about our hyperfixation songs, but now we're also gonna talk about the shows or books that we've been reading, because I don't really watch shows.
And I haven't listened to music.
Yeah, I have listened to music. But
Oh,
that's only
excuse me,
because
guys. Oof.
I've been blasting random songs. But yeah, and then we'll go over our Broadway news, of course, but then our big topic, which I don't know, I'm so excited to talk about, is a show review of Drag the Musical.
Yes, this review has been a long time coming. We saw, what was it, like a month and a
November,
I
right?
want, oh, maybe November, at least a month and a half.
Yeah.
It's been on our list to discuss. We haven't had a chance to, but here we are. It's gonna finally happen.
Finally, and it's a good one because we loved it. But
Oh, it was so cute. It was so good.
10 out of 10. But we'll see if it's really 10 out of 10. Dun dun dun
Yeah, don't prelude it.
dun.
Don't pre-say it, man.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess Michelle, do you want to just talk about your hyperfixation show since you haven't listened?
Yes, because I haven't listened to music this past like week and a half, and I feel guilty. I feel like a bad Broadway fan that I haven't listened to any music.
And sometimes, if you're not really like up and at 'em,
Yeah, I mean, I'm still battling the flu, so I haven't been in a music mood, but I do have some hyperfixation shows.
give 'em to me.
The first one we discussed last week, I'm still hyperfixated on Switched at Birth. I just started season three.
My God.
And just so everyone knows, each season is like 30 episodes. So there you go. You can get a little insight of how I have nothing
Wait,
going on in my life
how
right
long are
now.
they?
About
Let's go.
an hour. The show is excellent. Skylar, you gotta watch it. It's actually excellent. There's a lot of cute
Yeah.
guys.
Ooh.
You like the cuteness.
Do you watch it while doing things, or are you just like so invested?
Both. I
Okay.
sometimes watch it like while eating, or I'll watch it while doing like a little puzzle book. Or like I'll watch it while I'm, like working. But that's just playing in the background. But
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a hyperfixation show of the week. Also, another hyperfixation movie for this week has been the Shazam movies.
Because we talked about it
Did we talk about
last
Shazam?
week. We did for a long time. I don't know why. We went on like an extreme tangent.
On the podcast?
Yeah.
I have no recollection of it. I'm in flu fog, whatever the word is. So I don't know. But yeah,
Yeah.
I would say the Shazam movies again.
Oh.
I watched both of them now. Like I rewatched them. So very good movies. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I think my only other hyperfixation show of the week, even though I haven't watched it this week, my brain is fixated on it, is Bridgerton. Because they announced that they're doing a special virtual event on February 14th where they're going to give previews of season four.
I remember you sending that to me. Did I respond to you or did I gloss over it?
No, you ignored me, but it's okay.
I remember seeing it, looking at it quick, and then something happened at work, and then it just went. I forgot. So I'm so sorry.
It's
What is it,
okay.
and how do you get a ticket?
So, okay, let's pull up the handy dandy RSVP email. So, you have to go on this certain website. I can send you the link again. And it's called Bridgerton Season of Love, a fan celebration. And it's
Okay.
gonna be Friday, February 14th. Unfortunately, it's at 10 a.m. Eastern time, so I know you're
Oh,
working, but maybe you could play it in the background. But
they'll be like, "Mommy, what does it
imagine the kids, like, why
like
am
a
I
sex
hearing
scene comes
moaning
on?"
sounds? Why am I hearing moaning? What's that? Is the lady okay?
Is she good?
Is she good? But yes, so it says here, prepare for an exciting live conversation with series showrunner Jess Bronwell and stars Luke Thompson and Yeren
Oh.
Ha, hosted by none other than Queen Charlotte herself, Golda
Oh.
Rochonville. You'll be among the first to learn exciting news from the Brit news from the next. Hold on. You'll be among the
You're so
first
excited.
to You'll be among the first to learn exciting news from the next season of Bridgerton and see exclusive content about the series' next great love stories. And you get to like submit a question for the cast to possibly answer.
Oh my
Now, they've
God.
done this in the past with the other seasons, and when they've done it, it's usually when they show like the first trailer or like they'll show like the first minute of the first episode. There'll usually be something to preview that they get shown.
Oh,
And
you
I
might have
will
to
say,
screen record that for me.
they usually don't let you. It usually blocks you, but I could
Oh,
try.
rude.
But it's possible we could get our first scene of Benedict as the lead.
And you know he's my fave.
I know this is your season. Colin was
I gotta
my
read the book.
season.
I gotta read the book. I When does the season
Well, that's the thing. It hasn't been announced, but a lot of people are saying they'll probably announce it at this event.
come out?
Now, people are questioning things because a lot of the last few seasons came out like every 2 years. So theoretically, there shouldn't be one this summer, but the fact that they're doing this event, people are starting to think now it is already going to come out by like the summer or the fall.
They should.
The between season one and season two, it was only like 15 months. And then for some reason, it became 2 years after that. But I think it has to do with COVID. So people are projecting that we could get something by the summer.
A day of happiness.
I know. And
I
we're
gotta
going to
read the
watch
book.
it the same way we did it
Oh,
last
yeah.
time. There's no other way to
And
watch it
avoid
anymore.
spoilers. Avoid
Avoid
spoilers.
spoilers. If there's any sort of fan event, we'll enter. But if the cast is not there, I'm going to scream again.
We're not going. If it's a second day, we're definitely not going.
No, we have to go to the first day. But
Yeah, not worth it, Jesse.
I really wanna see Benedict.
I'm excited but nervous. I'm like, I really hope the good season.
I'm nervous because they've already made changes with his character.
Yeah.
I'm also nervous because like they already showed some behind the scenes footage that I saw on TikTok. And you could tell there's also a big focus again this season on Eloise and Francesca. And I'm nervous what they're going to do with Francesca because, as we all know, they've already majorly changed that storyline. Some fans are happy about it, some are not.
Yeah. It's
But
definitely.
we're not necessarily in favor of the change. We like honoring the books here, but.
Yeah, as a big reader, definitely. I read the first, I read Collins, I read The Duke and I think I read Antony's.
I remember when you read Collins, you were sending me screenshots of all the dirty
Yes.
scenes.
Insane. It's actually on Kindle Unlimited, so if you have Kindle Unlimited, you can read the Bridgerton books, which is a good.
I own them all. I started book one and I just like, I think because I already knew the story, I couldn't get into it. So I think I want to skip book one and go to Benedict.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Because I was like the same way. The Duke and I was kind of like bored almost because I was like, oh, I know what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going to try to read Benedict.
Yeah, and Benedict is supposed to be cute. Benedict is like a Cinderella story.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm
Looking
excited.
excited. So, what are your hyperfixation songs or shows or book of the week?
I guess I could do songs and then the book. So song-wise, I've been listening to probably the same things. Actually, no, not the same. Well, kind of. At number three, I have Little Blue World by Jason Smith. I don't know. It makes me like sob, and I love
That's
it.
a good one. It's a good one.
I don't know, like it's been like a heavy week, so like listening to that and just being like, all right, it's just like a little blue world at the end of the day.
You know
Not too
what's
much else.
funny? Off topic for a second, but I could always tell when you're having a heavy week because I notice on our shared TikTok account, our FYP changes.
Sometimes I forget I'm on Love Letters. And then I'm like, oh, shoot.
Sometimes I'm going through this and I was like, oh, this was Skylar. This was Skylar.
It's like automatically when I pull it up, like I always assume I'm on my personal and I'm like, oh, wait, shoot. And then I switch back to my personal and there's like a million messages I've missed for like a month because I always forget.
It's
From
fine.
like
You could
my
use
other
the Love
friend.
Letters account. I just find it funny when I go
Yeah.
on, and all of a sudden it's like the most serious of topics, and I was like, "Well, this did not come from me." But okay.
Was always wondering that on our For You page, like if it was based on us still. Like, you know what I mean?
Like our
Like
individual
individual.
phones.
Yeah, or was it the same?
You know, it's weird. It shares the FYP, but it won't share drafts, which is so weird.
That's annoying to me.
You know, that was a stressful week this week. The fact that TikTok was banned for 24
Oh
hours.
my God, we didn't even talk about that. That was
No.
so emotionally draining. Oh
I
my
thought I was
God.
having a mental breakdown.
I thought we were being so dramatic, but then I was like, you know what? We're not the only ones.
No, but other people were reacting the same way. But like it made me realize how addicted I am because like the app wasn't working and I would still click into the app like as an
Yes.
automatic reflex.
Sunday morning, that was the first thing I did. I was like, what? Oh, yeah, banned.
It was so depressing. And we were so stressed. We were like, how do we save all our followers? How do we get them to
And
YouTube or like
our
Instagram?
videos, and like, we're like, well, we can't save all of them. The photos that we've spent so long, like the memes and stuff, we're like, depressing.
And we were like, what do we do if CapCut doesn't come back?
Yeah, thank God it's back.
Thank God.
Thank
But
God.
yeah, we had a stressy week over here.
That was weird.
Back to your songs. Back to your songs.
I kind of forgot TikTok got banned for a
You know,
second.
it may be banned again in another 90 days. But it
Oh,
gives
God.
us more prep time.
Yeah, it gives us a lot more.
We just have to
Okay.
make enough CapCuts to last us like a year and
Wait,
save
that's a
them.
great idea.
We need like a
Yeah.
folder where we keep them all so we always have content.
Or even just like the templates. I mean, just edit them.
That too. We gotta take a look into things.
Yeah, we do. At number two, I'm back into Hamilton. Take a Break. Love that
Ooh,
song.
ooh, the harms, the harms.
Right? And just like the overlapping. Iconic. Iconic. And JJ is gonna be in Hamilton. I didn't guess
Yes,
that.
I had a feeling because I saw one of his like reveal videos. You know, he bleeped over his mouth, but people in the comments were saying that the length of time matched up with Hamilton. And it was like the next day he announced it, and I was like, oh, it did work.
How did
But
people figure that out?
I don't know, people are crazy, but he's gonna be playing General Lee in the
That's gonna
show.
be, we should go.
Yes. And we've been saying we want to see Hamilton again.
Yes. That's an idea. We gotta enter the lottery. Okay, and then number one is really weird. Like, you would not even guess it. It's my man from Funny Girl.
I thought you were going to say the Glee version.
Oh, no, I'm no hate. I just am not a big Lea Michele fan. No hate, but
Skylar,
just personally,
you
not.
mean Lea Michele fan or Glee fan? Because there's a difference.
I was a Glee fan. Just hated her character.
Well,
Hated.
that was the whole point of Rachel. Everyone was supposed to hate Rachel because she's like
Yeah.
annoying.
I
But
liked Glee. I stopped watching it up to a certain point. But yeah, that's
oh,
a
really?
random. Because I've been listening to like these playlists on Spotify where it was just like old school Broadway, it's called. And I've just been like rediscovering songs.
So are you listening to Barbara?
Yeah.
Queen.
Of course. I
Ugh,
love that.
I
And there's a
love
live
Barbara.
version of it on her like solo album, but I've been listening to the Funny Girl album.
She's such a queen. I wish we could see her sing one day live.
I think I'd pass out.
I don't know if I could handle it.
I've been wanting to read her book. It is so long. It's like a
Really?
thousand pages or something like that.
Oh, never mind. I was gonna say we could read it in tandem, but I'm not reading that.
It's like really long. Or
But
maybe
she's
I was
like my
looking.
queen. I love her.
Or I was looking at the audiobook. So yeah, so those are my songs. Very weird, but I'm very all over this place.
I think they're good choices.
Very all over this place. And then, of course, the one book I'm reading is Onyx Storm,
Which the whole internet is reading right now.
which I did not realize how popular it was. Am I like, I guess I live under a rock.
I bought the first two books because you told me I have to read these books. Now I can't believe
Obsessed.
there's a third, so I'm even more behind. And I still haven't read any of them because I'm still just trying to get through a Court of Thorns and Roses series.
Oh my God. Oh yeah. It is 992 pages long. Sorry, the Barbra Streisand book. Sorry.
That's way too long, way too long, way too
Wait.
long.
Although I didn't read a book that long, but I read it so quickly. It was so good. I'm very into fairies, dragons, and all that. And I like going into that land.
I
So
know, I know.
I'm
I like
obsessed.
that stuff too. That's why I got really into ACOTAR. Remember when I first started reading it? I was like obsessed. But now, like, I don't know why. I stopped reading for a bit. And I'm stuck literally on just like the very last chapter of book two.
You
I
know what
need
you
to
need to
just get
do?
past it so I can start again. Yeah.
You know what you need to do? There's this thing called graphic audios, and you listen to it, and it's a movie in your brain. And they have it for the ACOTAR books, and it's literally a full cast. If they're in the forest, there's forest sounds. If they're running, you hear them running. It's like a literal movie. I did it because before Onyx Storm came out. They have it for Iron Flame. And I read that book over a year ago. And I was like, all right, I need to like refresh my memory. Oh, the man's voice. The men. Oh,
Really?
it is life changing.
I have to look
Life
it up.
changing.
I usually don't do good with audiobooks. They usually put me to sleep, but maybe it's what I
No,
need to do.
this is
See,
not even.
I like reading ACOTAR. Like I love picturing the world in my head and like I could hear like the voices and like what I think it would be like, but
Yeah.
I don't know. I just fell out of reading. I was getting so into reading for a while. We were doing that book club. I was so into ACOTAR. And then we dropped our book club and I fell apart again.
Maybe we need the book club.
I think we need to reinstate it.
Yeah, although I'm stuck in Onyx Storm.
And
But
also,
I
the only two
am.
members would be us, but it's
It's okay, that works out better. But yeah.
okay.
Yeah, it's. Anybody, if you're listening to this and like you're looking for like I listen to audiobooks while I read other books just because I'm a psychopath. And the graphic novels are so cool. And like I'll go back and redo the ACOTAR series because when you listen to it, it's just like holy moly. And the voices, the deep male voices, oh, life changing.
Or another option, if anyone is listening to this and you're interested in a book club,
Oh yeah.
hit us up.
A virtual book club.
We could do a little like virtual book club. I think there's a way to make like group chats through your like Instagram channel or something. So maybe we can make like a book club
Oh, that'd be cute.
chat like with our listeners.
That's an idea.
Ideas expanding of the love letters.
We're expanding and growing. But yeah, so that's my weird week.
Think it's a good week.
It's a good week. But Michelle, I have a question for you.
Oh no. Okay.
Okay, I know we were like, oh my gosh, we need to go see Hugh Jackman on Broadway because he's doing a residency at Radio City. But did you see the lottery ticket prices?
No, but I did enter the lottery. How much is it?
175 dollars a ticket.
What?
Yeah.
I feel stupid for entering. Oh.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I would love to go see Hugh Jackman. I don't know if I'll want to pay that much, but imagine where the seats are located. Like, am I paying $175 for front row, or am I paying $175 for the balcony?
I guess you won't know, right? Until you pay for it.
Maybe we need to wait and see what other people get for the lotteries first.
What is the lottery on today, Tex?
I don't remember. It was either Today Ticks or Lucky Seat. I saw it like last week.
Because I saw it all over TikTok. People are like, oh my God, it's $175. Like, huh?
For some reason, I think it was Lucky Seat, but I could be wrong. Also, did you see that Trisha is doing a lottery for Big Broadway Dream, but you have to pay to enter it?
How much?
It's like a donation website. You have to pay like $5 minimum per one entry.
And how
That
much is it?
really, I know she's our queen, but that kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
That makes me a little. I know it's a donation, but like, that's not really for people who don't make a shit ton of money and really want to go see you. It's kind of
Yeah.
not right.
Oh, Hugh Jackman's on Lucky Seat.
Yeah, $175 for a ticket.
But yeah, that rubbed me the wrong way that you have to enter, you have to pay money to enter
Never heard of
Trisha's
that.
lottery.
I've never heard of that before. And why, what are those seats? Standing room? Like where?
It doesn't say. So hold on, let me pull up what the website was. I saw it on my phone earlier.
That's kind of crazy.
So let's see here. So the website is, I'm gonna pull it up. givebutter.com/TrishaSweepstakes. It says, enter now for the chance to sit front row and watch Trisha Paytas make her Broadway debut. And then how to enter. Make a gift of $5 to $25 via this link. The bigger the gift, the more entries into the sweepstakes. So like $5 is one entry, $10 is three, $15 is 10, $20 is 20, and $25 is 30 entries. Now it says you can enter without making a gift, but it says to enter without making a gift, send an original piece of Trisha Paytas Broadway fan art to Meme Come True LLC. To the address within the dates listed in the official rules outlined below, and you have to send it in by January 25th, which is literally like 2 days. And they just announced this. I saw Trisha announced it 9 hours ago. So how can you physically mail something in time?
Yeah, what? I've never heard of that before.
Yep, and they're selecting the winners by January 30th.
It kind of sounds like a scam.
Yes, but it's legit. Trisha posted it on her page. That's how I saw it.
Like, yeah, I know. Like, the like website sounds like a scam.
I agree. I feel
I
like
don't know, that's not right.
I just also can't believe, like, if you want to enter by the mail, you can, but like you literally you can't get it there in time.
No. And that's a weird way of. That's weird. I don't like that.
I did see that there's some tickets now on StubHub for the event, but like the minimum is like $400.
My God. Insane.
So
Insane.
I think we should just go ahead and get ourselves
The live
like live
stream.
stream.
Yeah.
'Cause I do
That's.
want to watch it, although I feel like we also probably will just see a bunch of clips of it when it's done.
Yeah, that's like, it's absurd. The whole thing's absurd. It's a Monday.
It really bothered me.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I mean, who knows? Maybe on like Today Ticks, the day of, will there be a lottery, like, or a rush in the morning? I don't know.
Probably
But
not. I don't know.
if there is, we should try.
We should definitely, if there is a day of, we could definitely try. Because did you see who got announced?
Oh my God, yeah.
Sutton Foster,
Ben Platt.
Joy Woods.
It's a
Oh, are we
great
going one and
cat.
one?
No,
Rachel Zegler.
I don't have it open right now, but it's a great cast. It's just I I don't know if I want to support something like that. That really bugged me that you have to pay.
it's kind of absurd to me. I've never heard of that before. And you're right, like, we don't even know where the seats are. So if you win, and
Well,
how
no,
much is it if you win?
it says it'd be front row.
Oh. But how much is it when you win?
I think this is just all you pay. I think it's more like they're calling it a lottery, but it's a contest. Well, moving on to some other Broadway news. They announced the cast this week for Real Women Have Curves, the musical, which is going to be opening on Broadway in the coming weeks. It is being directed and choreographed by Sergio Trujillo. I think if I pronounced that right, I'm so sorry
Ooh,
if
that
I
sounds good.
didn't.
Sounds good to
Trujillo. I didn't take Spanish class. But
me.
anyway, yeah, my school gave us Rosetta Stone.
What?
You didn't know that?
Did they really?
Yeah, but we didn't have like a real Spanish teacher. Even though there were Spanish teachers in the school, like they only like could teach like a couple of the classes. So all the rest of us got Rosetta Stone, and we were doing the same level one Spanish for like most of the years. Except one year they randomly let us like each choose our own language. So I don't even remember what I chose, but like, yeah, I learned absolutely nothing.
What? I had to take Spanish and then I gave up after 2 years, and you were able to take, because I was in band. So if I took music theory, band and music theory count as a language. I did that.
Well, that's good.
Because I kept failing.
See, I would rather have been in music class. We used to just sit for an hour with the same Rosetta Stone program, like for all 4 years of high school and
That's
like middle
insane
school
to me.
too. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was an experience. I like to think of my school as more of a learning establishment rather than a real school, but we could get back to that another day.
So weird to me because this is the difference between like city schools and like Long Island schools. You don't
Yeah.
realize how big of a difference.
I guess, yeah. You got more of that, like, I picture your school probably as if, like, I was in another state, like, one of those, like, real, like, schools. My school was one floor with, like,
That's crazy.
7 grades, but again, another story for another day.
On a different tangent. Back to the world of women.
So yeah, I actually don't really know the story of Real Women Have Curves, but I know it's a movie, but I kind of don't want to know anything about the story when we go to see it. I'm kind of excited to learn about it.
I agree. No, I agree because I think it's gonna be very different. I have a feeling.
Some other Broadway news. Water for Elephants is now available for licensing rights for high schools.
Oh, look at us talking about high school.
What?
We were just talking about high school.
Oh my God, that's creepy.
That's weird, yeah.
That's weird. But yeah, so I don't know. I feel like that's a complicated show for a high school to do.
I don't know how, if I was thinking back on my high school, there's no way you could do the acrobatics. Like, there's no way.
I don't
Safely.
understand. Yeah, 100%. I don't understand how high school is supposed to do Water for Elephants. I also don't think it's the most appropriate story for high schoolers.
Oh, yeah, the old man dying, the he was an alcoholic,
He's an
right?
alcoholic. The woman cheats on her husband. They
Pushes off the train.
do the nasty on stage. They like people kill each other. Like,
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand
And
how
then the animals attack. That was a crazy musical as we're talking.
it was. I'll never forget the two of us just sitting there in the audience with the face like, "What is this?" Meanwhile, this
Was.
is you at intermission. You were like, "Oh, it's not that bad. I kind of like it." And I was like, "Skylar, I don't like it at all. I can't stand this right now." And then you're like, "Just wait, we'll like it. We'll like it." And at the very end, you turned to me. You were like, "That was bad."
Well, when I was like, not the elephants attacking everybody, like it just kept bad thing after the other. And I was like, I swear to God, if this old man dies, like I'm out of here. Did he die at the end?
No, yes, he did. But remember, he doesn't
Yeah.
even die from alcohol poisoning. He gets pushed off the train. So that's why I was like, what was the whole point of his alcohol poisoning story if he's like, if nothing
Yeah.
happens?
No, thank you.
It was a strange story. It was strange.
It was so crazy.
It was strange.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Did you
Whoa, look
hear?
at us.
Oh, jinx, jinx, jinx. Owe me a Diet Coke. Did you see the Oscar nominations?
Well, I only saw the Wicked ones, and it's crazy, isn't it?
They've been nominated for almost everything, but yet Jonathan Chu was snubbed for Best Director. He's not nominated.
That's bull.
I
How?
think that's bull. It was his directing was incredible in the movie. I don't understand it.
That's insane. Wow, yeah, that's not okay.
They better win for at least everything else. And they better win Best Movie, Best Picture. Or I'm wondering if they're saving his nomination for Best Director for Wicked Part 2.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm really
But
happy that Cynthia Erivo is the leading role and the best actress in the
yes.
supporting role is Ariana Grande.
Yes, I think they purposely did that. I remember like months ago when they said like who they were submitting for each role. They said that, and I think it's because they want them each to be able to have an opportunity to be nominated, because otherwise they would have been up against each other. So this gives them a better chance of them each winning. But still, I don't understand how Jonathan Chu's not nominated.
Yeah, that makes no sense to me.
I don't
That's
think Jonathan
crazy.
Bailey's nominated either.
No, it doesn't look like it. He should be too.
I hope that this changes for Wicked for good, but we'll see.
I just realized Jonathan Bailey. Good point. That makes me a little sad.
I mean, come on, Dancing Through Life alone should have won him an Oscar.
His hips, thank you very much.
Oh, those hips don't lie.
What?
The hips do not lie.
Did not. You really should have. Oh, okay. Well, that's
Yeah.
iconic. Something that's gonna excite you is Joey Fatone and Juliet.
Yes, I want to go. You promised me we would go see him.
Yes, we've been waiting. We have till March 16th.
Well, we better start. As soon as I'm better, we're entering every single day that today ticks rush because you promised me we're gonna go and you're not breaking your promise.
I
I am
never do.
going to see Joey Fatone.
We should do a two show day.
I would like to. But although, we did really well when we went on a weeknight for Anne Juliet. We got fourth row.
I think it was a Friday too, if I'm
Was it Friday or a
remembering.
Thursday?
I feel like I didn't have work the next day.
Whatever it is, we're going.
I'm off next Wednesday. It's Lunar New Year.
You get off for that?
Apparently, I'll take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we could try to enter the evening rush. I have to
Even like
work, but we could go.
Tuesday night. Yeah.
Let's go for both. Hopefully I'm better by then. I feel like I should be.
Yeah, you should
It'll
be.
be 2 weeks already of the flu at that point. I think I'll be better.
I really hope I don't get that.
I'm attempting to go out into the real world again this weekend, so we'll see how that goes. I
You're
haven't
better
left
than
my
me.
house in over 9 days.
Dear God.
Well,
I'd be
because
losing it.
I've been contagious with the flu. The flu you can be contagious with for like up to a week, I heard. So I haven't gone anywhere.
Dear people, if you're listening and you have children, can I make a PSA?
Sure.
Believe your children during this time of the year. If they are sneezing and coughing and not feeling well, and you think that they may have a fever, keep them home. Thank you very
Agreed.
much. That's my PSA.
Agreed. I'm gonna make a PSA too.
Yeah.
What happened to people not giving each other hand like sh handshakes after COVID and stuff? So I was at a work event, which is where I got this flu from. And all of a sudden, everyone again is leaning in for hugs. Everyone's leaning in for
Hugs?
handshakes. Yep. I even had some people try to kiss me on the cheek.
I go like this. I do a nice wave to people because I don't like
Yeah.
touching people.
I'm like,
I'm a
this is icky.
germaphobe.
This is icky.
It's yucky.
And
Yucky.
I have to do it because it's part of the biz,
Yeah.
but Why are people okay with doing that again? What happened to the nice little elbow bumps, the
Or
fist
just,
bumps, or a little wave?
you
Like,
know what's funny to me? When we see each other, we don't hug each other.
you and me?
Yeah, like friends don't do that, but like random people are gonna come in to hug us. Like,
We
you know what I
never
mean?
hug each other. I think the only time we ever hug each other is if we give each other like a gift.
Yeah.
Like if you bring me a Kit Kat, I give you a hug.
Yeah.
But no, that's so true though. We don't even hug each other goodbye. We're just like, okay, bye.
All right, see ya.
Peace.
It's so funny to me that like the closest people to you don't like hug, and then random people are like, I'm like, what the heck?
It's so true.
I start
And
telling
it's
people I don't like hugs.
no, you tell people in general you just don't like being touched. I hear you say it
Yeah.
all the time.
Because people at work too, they're like, I just want to hug you, but like, you don't like being hugged. And I was like, yeah, respect. I was like
Yeah,
stressed
no,
out.
hugging does not belong in the workplace. But yeah, so back to what I was saying, why are these people hugging me? Why are they trying to give me kisses on the cheek? Y'all nasty. I had one
Kisses
guy
on cheek
shake my
is
hand.
wild.
I had one guy shake my hand. His hand was so wet and clammy. And I'm sure it was either him or this other guy who I heard was sick, got me sick.
That's my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
That makes me gag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nope. No. That's a no for me.
It's a no for me, dog.
That's our PSA.
That's our PSA.
Do you want
Back
to
to
talk
Broadway
about
news.
Nick
Yes.
Jonas?
I'm gonna let you talk about Nick because you're the
I'm going
Jonas
to talk
freak.
about it. I'm going to talk
You're
about it.
the Jonas freak, so I wanna know your thoughts.
Okay, so I did express a couple of weeks ago that I was concerned about the last 5 years. As a big Jonas Brothers fan, I just think there's a difference between like Broadway singers and pop stars, and it's hard to like combine the two sometimes.
Preach.
Although we've seen people sing greatly on Broadway, we've seen a lot of mishaps. Cameron Dallas, Mean Girls. No shade, no shade. But when I So I didn't look through the comments or anything. I just got, what was it, Broadway.com posted the video of Nick Jonas singing Moving Too Fast. So I just listened to it, and my first reaction, if I'm being completely honest with all of you, I was like,
That's literally what you texted me. You just went,
yeah. Because he just sounded like he was like struggling almost, and it wasn't smooth. If you listen to like the original Broadway cast the last 5 years, it is smooth sailing. He just was like angsty. I don't
it reminds me of the video clips of him in Les Mis as
Yeah, that was not
Marius.
great.
I don't know if he has the right voice for these types of roles. I think he's a great singer in his
Yeah.
own field.
Yeah.
And I know he loves theater. I actually think he even sounded better at How to Succeed in Business. But there's also a very big difference between that type of role and this role.
Yeah.
I think another issue is a lot of people are comparing him with Jeremy Jordan, and you can't really compare the two. They're very different. But I just feel like Adrienne is going to outsing him.
Oh yeah, she already did.
I don't
She sounded
know.
fantastic.
I feel bad. I saw comments. People were like, can I
People are
refund
so
my
mean.
ticket? Like, they were like, what day is his understudy on? Like, I wouldn't go that extreme. Like,
No, I still
calm
want
your
to.
titties, but.
Yeah, I still want to see him and then make my own opinion, because we'll definitely have a big opinion after it to discuss. But, like, I had my reservations because I also love the last 5 years. So, like, I never really pictured Nick Jonas singing those songs. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be an interesting ride.
He needs to grow into the role.
Yeah.
And
Like,
he
I want to see him
will.
a month into it. No, it's only, how long is this?
On the topic of people that need to grow into their roles, they released clips this week.
was a good transition.
Thank you. Sometimes I get these, I get them good.
Yeah.
They released clips this week of Sarah Hyland and Ryan McCartan singing My Green Light from Great Gatsby. Ryan, fantastic. I'm so excited to see him as Gatsby. I feel bad. Our girl Sarah struggled a little bit, in my opinion.
She struggled and he was trying to like harmonize with her struggle. Like he was trying to
Yeah.
save it a bit and it just.
I feel bad because we said this weeks ago when she was announced. We were like, we have iffy feelings about it. Like, she was amazing as Audrey, but there's a very big difference between the belting of Audrey and the belting of Daisy.
Yeah, huge difference.
And you have to also expect that everyone is going to compare her to Eva.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I don't think she's the right person to come in after Eva.
Maybe further down the line.
Yeah, definitely. But not like fresh.
Yes, and I feel like the other people in the cast are unfortunately going to outshine her. The only other thing I'm hoping is, she is an amazing actress, so I hope maybe she brings another level to acting of acting to Daisy that maybe Eva didn't do. Maybe that's why she got cast in the role, but voice-wise, I don't understand it.
Yeah, when we saw it, we both sent it to each other and both went, huh, okay.
I think she
'Cause
has room to grow. I think she'll get better,
yeah.
but I just feel bad because you could even see it on Ryan's face that he was like trying so hard to like match her.
Yeah, he was trying. He's so tall. Sorry.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah, he's holy moly tall, but I really want to go see him.
We're going. We gotta start entering the lottery.
What platform is Gatsby on?
Telecharge. I've been
Okay.
seeing it too.
I'm just nervous because when we saw Gatsby last time, we struggled so hard seeing because
Oh,
of that
yeah.
theater.
Yeah, what is up with that theater? And it was freezing in there, remember?
Oh my God, it was so cold. We have to bring jackets and sweaters.
Yeah.
But like,
When in the summer too, by the way, people.
I feel like if we go, we must get a booster because we were really struggling to see there.
Yeah, unless we like maybe mezzanine is better there.
Maybe, but I want to be close to Ryan.
Me too.
I
Already. Oh man. That's iconic.
That's really our main Broadway news of the week. One little other piece of news is that Alaska Thunder, F-U-C-K, is going to be returning to Off-Broadway's Drag the Musical, and that drag was extended through June, which is incredible because it deserves it.
Oh, yeah.
But that brings us into our main topic of the day, which is a review of drag.
So good.
So we haven't done a review in quite some time. So I think we need to refresh how we do this.
Oh my God, yeah. We haven't since The Outsiders, and we didn't even fully, we just talked.
We just spoke. So what we usually do, we usually rate these shows on a scale of 1 to 10, but we break it down by category. We add up the categories, divide, and then we come to our grand totals. Our categories are, which is funny because that's a quote from Drag Race. Costumes.
That's funny. Okay.
Blue
Costumes.
joke. Blue joke. Costumes. Set design.
Ooh.
Songs and music. Choreography. The book. Ambiance and crowd control. Always important. Can make or break a show.
Oh, yeah.
Casting choices and acting and pacing. Now, and also an honorary mention is always the bathrooms. Now, I do think it's important to note that for this show, like we're gonna rate this as if we do any other musical, but like it is drag. So some parts of it are meant to be like over the top. Like the acting like shouldn't be like you're watching Gatsby. It should be like you're
Yeah.
watching like an over-exaggerated drag. So we gotta like think about it on the scale of like drag and how and like campiness. But anyway, that's kind of how we usually do it. To start, we always talk about the bathroom experience. We had a lot of bathroom experiences at that theater that day.
Because we were there all day.
We were there all day. I feel so mama. I'm a big girl now.
Wait, do I? Was it gross? Yeah, they were nasty.
They were all right. They weren't the best bathrooms, but these were the bathrooms where we had major issues because we got food poisoning from a diner.
Oh, yeah. I feel like they were the worst bathrooms, though. I remember saying
Yeah, they
that.
were small, they were tiny,
They weren't that clean.
weren't that clean, and they were not fun to be sick in. But yeah. TMI. But yeah, honorary bathroom rating 0. Those bathrooms suck.
Yeah, they're not good. Not good. And you do share it with every theater, but like at the same time, it could have been better.
And there's like 6 theaters there, so it was a little strange to
Yeah.
share it. Now, just a quick summary of Drag the Musical. We're not going to get too much into it, but pretty much Drag the Musical is about these two different drag clubs or drag houses that are really like right across the street from one another. There's what were the name of them? It was the Cat Club and the Fish Tank. The Cat House and Fish Tank. So, the Fish Tank is run by Alexis Gilmore, and the Cat House is run by Miss Kitty. And they are ex-lovers, and now they are competing with one another. One of the drag houses is about to fall apart because they can't get people to really come to the shows anymore. They owe a lot of money for taxes. The other theater is struggling, as well. So they try to overcome their tension and work together to save their drag houses while also falling back in love. It's also about friendship. It's about forgiving one another. There's a big focus on family and acceptance of drag culture. And also, there is like part of a storyline of a child who wants to explore their feminine side and the parent not approving. So yeah, I mean, I think that's really
Yeah, the crux of it.
the crux of it. Anything I left out?
Don't think so.
So yeah, I guess we should just kind of get into it. I think one more thing to state is that most of the cast in the show are professional drag queens or are like professional Broadway artists who have been around drag culture. So like for example, one of the stars of the show is Nick Adams, who's been in a ton of Broadway shows. We saw it with Alaska in the lead role of Kitty, but now it's currently being played by Jimbo. We saw Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block in it. We saw JanSport, Jujubee, Laguna Blue, Lux Noir London. Who else from Drag Race has been in it? It's a very widespread and well-known cast, which I think was great. I loved it.
Yeah,
But
like you wouldn't think their voices were like incredible.
oh my God, absolutely like outstanding. And same with the Broadway performers that were in the show too. I thought they all blended really well together,
Oh,
as a
100%.
cast. But anyway, starting with costumes.
I mean, oh my God.
It's
What was
drag.
the. It's incredible. What was the one character? Oh my God, what was his name? Oh my God, he came out as a pencil.
I think that was Lux Noir London who came out as a pencil. It was either Lux or it was Laguna.
Yeah, so good. It was so good.
Yeah, the costumes were so campy. Like you felt like you were watching Drag Race live, to be honest. Remember Alaska's costume when she first comes out as Miss Kitty and she just comes out in like that like blackout kind of shadow figure, and then like she steps forward. It was like the costumes really take your breath away. I didn't love the costumes, I will say, of Nick Adams' character, Alexis Gilmore, who's like the other owner of the drag house. I don't know. I mean, I think their costumes were a little more on the simplistic side, but I feel like that's also because they're not a drag queen in real life. So I think that kind of influenced it. But I just felt like it didn't match the levels of some of the other drag queens.
I think though it goes with the character a bit because I feel like Alexis wasn't like out there compared to Kitty.
That's true. Oh my God, I keep choking. I'm sorry. But no, that is true. Like, Alexis is supposed to be a little more
Like,
understated.
yeah.
But I don't know. I just felt like, because part of Alexis's storyline is that she's dealing with issues with her brother Tom. Her brother Tom's trying to help her save the fish tank. And she's dealing with a lot of family struggles between Tom accepting her as a drag queen and also trying to help her nephew Brendan come out and, you know, embrace his feminine side. And I just felt like if you're supposed to be that kind of icon, I felt like the costume should have been a little more extravagant. The costumes definitely emphasize Nick Adams' like muscles and stuff like that. Like, I think they wanted that
Oh
play
my
of
God,
masculinity
yeah.
and femininity, but I don't know. I just wanted it to be like a little more like
Like
elevated.
pizzazz. Yeah, that makes
Yeah.
sense. It could also be that they did it because he is she. Never mind. Like repressing almost.
Well, that's true too. It could have been a specific choice.
Because the brother was coming.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'll give it a
Well,
9.
I agree with you. I definitely think it's worthy of like a 9. I think for the most part, the costumes were like gorgeous.
I like the ending where they end up matching costumes.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Set designs. There's really only one set.
Yeah.
So the stage is kind of split in half. You have the fish tank on one side and the cat house on the other.
Which I love that. And like the
Yeah.
specific differences between the two that you could see. I like that.
Yeah. I liked how simple it was. Like, I felt like they didn't really need more. I also thought it was really cool how they played with levels. Like, they had the pole where the queens could come out and like slide
Yeah.
down the pole. They had a lot of like different doorways. The Bimmer the Band like came from backstage and like
Yes.
came forward through like an opening in
Yeah.
the wall.
I think it was simple, but like at the same time, you wouldn't be able to tell that it was simple. If that makes
Yeah.
sense.
I thought it was very effective. I think it did the job.
Yeah, it didn't need. I feel like if they did more, it would have taken away. Like even when they were
Yeah.
doing the yard sale, they still made it look like it was outside.
Yeah.
You
The
can see on
lighting
set.
definitely helped with that.
Yeah.
And it was very prop heavy, I would say,
Yeah.
more than set heavy, but I think that did the trick. I don't think they needed more.
No.
For me, I
No.
would give sets a 10.
Yeah, I agree. And they definitely like utilize the audience too. Like having the characters enter through certain.
Yeah, and the characters like came through the audience a lot, which I liked.
Yeah.
It was very interactive. It felt like you were at a drag club without actually being at a drag club.
Yeah, it was definitely great.
Songs and music.
I need an album like now.
The album's out.
What?
I have it on my phone. I downloaded it like a week or two ago.
Wait, how did I miss that?
I don't know. See right here, look, Dragon
Oh
Musical.
my God.
Now, this is the thing. I thought the music was good. Do I think it was necessarily memorable? No. Like, I downloaded the album,
Greg is
yes, but there's
expensive.
no. Yeah, like that was a great number. I thought the number was really cute. It's So Pretty, the one that's sung by the kid. Like, there
Yeah.
are some really cute numbers, but like, are these songs that I think I would necessarily go back and listen to on repeat? Probably not.
Yeah, I guess. I think it's like a pump up, like get ready with me album.
Yeah. But like, I did forget about a lot of the music until the album came back out. You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
I don't know how I missed that. My bad.
So yeah,
Yeah.
I did like the songs. Like I was listening through them again. Like it's great music. It's fun. It's pumpy. But I don't think it's like my go-to Broadway album. So I think for that, I have to give it like a 7. But I do think the music really honors like drag culture. Like you feel like you're watching an episode of Drag Race, like a 2-hour version of Drag Race.
Yeah, it shocks me that you aren't more into it because you're more like into those like peppy music.
Well, it's great music. It's just like, I don't know. I mean, some of the drag singers are fantastic. Like JanSport is an incredible singer. Laguna Blue is an
Yeah.
incredible singer. But like, I don't know. Like, it's still there's a difference between like the drag race performers and like the Broadway performers in terms of vocal levels. And what's also weird is that some of the drag queens that are in Drag the Musical are not on the studio recording. Like,
That's
there's different
weird.
queens on here. Like, Bob the Drag Queen's on the album. Monet Exchange is on the album. Peppermint's on the album. I don't think JanSport is. And JanSport's like one of my favorite queens, especially vocally. So I'm a little disappointed by that.
Oh yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know why. It says that this originally came out in 2022, which is also weird.
You know what? You said Bob the Drag Queen is on it. He's in the season of Traitors.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, I gotta watch that show.
I heard he's up against Dylan Efron.
It. I gotta watch it. I gotta
Yeah,
watch that show.
a lot of people keep talking about it. They like it. I have to look it
Yeah.
up. So what do you rate songs and music?
So I was going towards the same with you. I was between a 6 and a 7.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you're right, like I like it, but will I be playing it over and over again like The Outsiders or Hadestown? Probably
No.
not. I'd probably like pick a few and like to pump get myself pumped up or something. So I'm gonna lean towards a 6.
Okay. Choreography.
Oh, that was incredible.
What?
The choreography? Well, was
Oh,
there much?
I thought you said I thought you meant the way I said choreography was incredible. I was like, what?
Oh.
I was like, what are you talking about?
That too. I'll pump you up.
Thank you. As I just crumbled
Cough
my
again.
flu. So you thought the choreography was incredible?
If I'm remembering correctly.
I thought there was good choreography. Like I thought there were some really cool like reveals. Like they did like where you take the wig off and there's another wig in between, like the dress
Yeah.
reveals. Like again, they honor drag culture. I don't know if the choreography was outstanding to me, but I do think it was good choreography in the sense that, like, I feel like a good choreographer plays to whoever's the weakest in the cast and tries to make all the
Yeah.
choreography match their level so they look really good. And I do think the show did that.
Yeah, I would say that, like, I don't know, from what I'm remembering, it was funny. And it made sense for the story.
Yes.
And like that's how I kind of view it. I mean, obviously it's not like crazy choreography like The Outsiders or even like Hamilton or something.
Yeah.
But for the story and for the musical, I thought it was great.
I agree. What
Yeah.
would you what do you think is a fair rating for that?
Maybe 7. 'Cause like I feel like it's not fair to compare it to other ones because it doesn't need that level of choreography.
That's true. I don't know. I feel like on my end, I kind of want to go closer to like a 6. Or a 5?
That's fair.
I just don't know if there were any like really impressive moments that like stuck out in my head. I do think it was good choreography. I just think it could have been even more
Like elevated.
elevated. I think I'm gonna go 5, which I feel bad about.
No, that's fair.
The book.
Yeah. So, there is some like cheesy things that are said or like cheesy little phrases, but I feel like the book was very fair in the story and did honor drag culture and made sure to like put like certain lines, certain things. I did like the take of the Brandon. I did like that. At first, I was like, this, how they navigate the storyline is so important. So I was like waiting to see how it would play out. And I think they did a great job in highlighting it, but not making it like too far, if that makes sense.
I agree. I think the story is actually one of the better parts of the show.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they definitely, like, I think they did everything very tastefully. I think all the jokes were very tasteful. Like, because you can push that campiness to the extreme. And I think they left it at a good level where it would suit,
Yeah.
like, all different types of audiences. But there were those references for drag culture and drag race fans that people, like, wanted to see in there. I thought the storyline was interesting. Like, there were some surprises, like with the old man and what happens with
Yeah.
him.
I loved him.
But I thought it was so cute how they made him tie into both drag houses and like he's what brings them together at the end. And I do
Yeah.
like the development of like Alexis with her brother and her nephew.
Yeah, I liked a lot.
I think for me, I would give the book a 10. I really liked it. I don't have complaints about the book.
Too, because I like the fact that it was like unserious but serious, and they tied it together. And that's like my favorite thing about musicals when they do. Because like you were laughing at one point, and then you felt something at one point.
Yeah,
So you
like you want
didn't
to
leave
cry.
just laughing. Like a Book of Mormon, we're just laughing the whole time. You don't really learn something. Here, you're laughing and learning something.
Very true. It was balanced very well.
Yeah.
And also it went by very fast. Like I remember feeling at the end like there's not more. Like I want it to be even longer.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree.
I thought the pacing of the book was really good.
Oh, like I didn't have any like issues or I wasn't like confused why this got to here. And that's important to me
True.
because a lot of times we're like, how did we get here? So
Yeah.
I agree. I would give it a 10 too.
Ambiance and crowd control.
Okay, ambiance wise, I think it was good. Was there music playing? Yes, there was. There was music
But
playing
there was
when
something, there was some music. I don't think it was like RuPaul Drag Race music. It was just like
we walked in.
poppy kind of music. I do think ambiance wise, they were missing some things. Like, I remember you said when your sister saw the show, like, they divided the audience into cats and fishes, and they did not do that with us. So, I don't wonder why.
She saw it in previews, and they gave you a button that said what house you're in. And they, at the end, I don't remember if they competed at the end. I think they did at the end. They competed which one got the louder applause won the
See,
house.
I feel like that would have been awesome to keep in. I was looking forward
Yeah.
to that.
Me too. I kept, remember, we were like, where's the button? Where's the button?
Yeah, we kept trying to guess what house we were gonna be in.
Because we were like dead center too. Oh, good note is we won on lottery. $45. Great orchestra seats right in the center.
Telecharge.
Amazing. Amazing.
Perfect view.
I will say though, the crowd, I was getting a little annoyed when Joey McIntyre came out and we had this lady like 2 rows in front of us. Like just like screaming, Joey, Joey, every like 10 seconds.
Yeah, like there was a big group of older ladies who literally just thought they were at a New Kids on the Block concert. And I
Yeah.
don't think the ushers really did anything. I don't even remember seeing the ushers, to be honest.
And was this a show where everyone kept going to the bathroom?
No, that was Death Becomes Her.
Oh yes, that was weird.
But no, people did actually go during this show quite a lot too.
Yeah.
I also feel like with this show, the way the theater is set up, like Unless you're sitting really in some of the first like few rows, like near the front of the stage where the cast is kind of coming into the audience and stuff, I think you do feel a little separated ambiance wise. Like I do think we would have had a better experience if we were closer, I will say. We were sent to orchestra, which was awesome, but it was a struggle at some point. Like, I wanted to be closer. Like, I wanted to be more part of the ambiance and the show itself.
We forgot to say, what was it, the row in front of us who was sitting there?
Adam Pascal.
That was the night he saw the show, because then it was announced that he's in the show,
That
which
very
I
same
think
day.
I would, yeah, that was insane. We both were like, we couldn't even like talk. We were like walking behind him to leave, because like obviously we were so close, and we were both like so starstruck.
We couldn't believe how close we were to Adam Pascal. I remember you freaking out because your jacket hit his jacket and you're like, oh my God, I touched him.
Literally dreaming. I didn't even think I would ever get that close to Adam Pascal. Like I didn't realize how big of like an influence he is in my life.
Very true. Very
So
true.
yeah.
Same. I never realized, I didn't
Right?
even thought I'd be so starstruck to
Right?
see him, but I was like, jaw
Couldn't
on the floor.
talk.
I remember when I said to you, I turned to you. I was one that noticed him first. And I was like, Skylar, Skylar. And like, I literally could not breathe.
Yeah, it was like insane. It was so cool. But I would like to go again and see him. Because
I
to
agree.
hear him sing live, I think I would pass out.
And I kind of want to see what he does with that role.
Me too.
So what did you rate Ambiance Crowd Control? I feel like unfortunately I have to give it like a 5 because I
I
didn't
was
think it
thinking
was
the
the
same thing.
greatest.
Fine. I was thinking the same thing. Look at that.
Beautiful. Casting choices.
Oh,
I
that's a
think
10.
I think Cass was a 10 out of 10. I feel like every queen
Edna.
really fit their role so perfect. The kids playing the
Oh,
role of
they're cute.
Brendan were so perfect, but so talented. That his voice was
Yeah.
outstanding.
So good. What was the drag queen that had the beard? What's the
Oh,
character's name?
hold on. I'll pull it up. I know
Why am I
exactly who you're
forgetting?
talking about. So,
Puss Puss?
yeah, Puss Puss is the character's name, but they're
Yeah.
actually not a drag queen in real life. That's one of the Broadway performers. So
Wow.
his name is Nick Laughlin. Like he was on like the national tour of like Book of Mormon and stuff.
He was so funny.
Yeah, he was incredible. But also, I just felt like all the drag queens like really fit which house they were part of.
Yes.
And like I have to say, it really was cool seeing like JanSport in person and like Alaska. Alaska blew us a kiss at the stage door, and we like,
We
well,
passed
cause,
out.
well, you know why? Because Alaska saw that we had these crazy ladies standing in front of us at the stage door, and they kept trying to block us from getting up there because all they wanted to see was Joey. And I think
Yeah.
Alaska felt bad for us. So when we finally like were able to like reach around to give our playbills, like she blew us a kiss.
Okay.
Love her. But like, yeah, like Jujubee was incredible. Laguna Blue, like
They were all so good.
so good.
Like, I don't have any complaints about casting. 10 out of 10.
Absolutely none. I'd be curious to know what Jimbo is like in the role of Kitty compared to Alaska. Because Jimbo like is known for their drag being so out there. I wonder if they make it if they changed costumes and stuff to make it more over the top like Jimbo. But I
Maybe.
don't know. Like one of the things Jimbo is most known for is having these like overly large boobs. Like no, I'm serious. Like
Yeah.
that's one of their like iconic things. Like did they add that to the character Kitty? Because I feel like that would almost be too campy for the role, but I don't know.
I wonder. Yeah, that's a good point. Do they have any pictures up?
I haven't seen any yet, but I think we gotta try to look some up.
Yeah.
But yeah, so casting choice is 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
And in terms of acting and pacing, I think the show pacing was perfect. There was never really any slow moments.
You know, I never, it went by so quick.
Yeah, I wanted it to be longer.
Yeah.
Acting, I mean, is it like A plus level acting? No. But it's drag. It's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be really campy and pushing it over the top and like too exaggerated to the point where it's like fake, but like it's funny because it's fake.
Yeah, it's like campy vibe, and it wasn't like,
Yeah.
but it wasn't like too campy.
No, and they had some real moments too. Like Nick Adams, like as Alexis, like had some really deep emotional moments that it was like became like a whole different show.
He's so good as Alexis.
I think 10 out of 10.
Me too. They got my vote.
I thought the show was great.
Yeah.
So those are our categories.
Look
We're
at
now at our usual point of the podcast where I calculate the totals while
that. We haven't
Skylar
done
rambles.
this in
I
forever.
know.
What
Have
are we
you
gonna
thought about what
ramble
you
about?
wanna I don't know, have you thought about what you wanna ramble today?
No.
This is your
What?
moment.
I know. What should we ramble about? All right, I'll just ramble about my week.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so my ramble today is about the fact that I'm too busy to read my dang book. Okay? I've got so much going on, and I haven't had a single moment to read more than 20 pages of Onyx Storm. And you know what? People on TikTok are stressing me out because sometimes I'd be scrolling and then there's spoilers, and it's really, really stressful. You gotta give people some time. The same thing with, what else? Like Bridgerton, everybody spoils stuff. I'm sick of it. So leave the spoilers and, you know, let people read in their own pace because people have to go to work and deal with stupid things. So stop spoiling. That's my
Okay,
ramble.
I think that was a perfect ramble and it was exact timing of what I needed, so thank you.
My stop spoiling ramble.
That was a
Because
great
we were
ramble.
stressed about something else about getting spoiled.
Wicked.
Wicked. Wicked got spoiled. What else did I
I'm
just.
always stressed about anything Marvel related being
Yes.
spoiled. I was even stressed about Sonic 3 getting spoiled, okay?
Rude.
Like I had stresses.
Yeah, I'm
Like
sick of it. Like, I
I'm
literally
over it.
can't go on TikTok for like more than 10 seconds or else you're screwed.
I know, I hate spoiled culture.
Rude.
So are you ready for our final totals?
Yes.
Drum roll, please. Skylar has rated Drag the Musical an 8.37 out of 10. And I
Makes
have
sense.
rated it an 8.25 out of 10. So
That makes sense.
pretty the same. I think it definitely makes sense. Would we go back to see this show? I think yes.
Yes, I want to, but for lottery.
Yes, I'm not paying full price.
No,
Unless we can get
but
closer seats. I really would like to be in that front area.
the like little tables.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think we would have
that
such a different experience.
we'd have so much fun.
I
Cause you know
think we
I
would go
can't control myself.
crazy.
I'll be whooping. Woo!
You'd be the one throwing dollars on
Oh
the
yeah, I'd be whooping. Like the can-can seats, we can never do that because I would just be like crying over John Cardoza.
don't think we can ever afford the can-can
Yeah,
seats.
what the heck?
I think that's unfortunately not in our future, but we can hope and pray.
Unless we win them.
Who knows? Can you win them? I don't even know if that's an option.
Probably not.
Well, yeah, I think that's it for the week. Anything else?
I think that's it. Well, by next week, will we be? No. No, this is a week after. We do have exciting
Yeah.
adventures coming up that we'll discuss. Broadway Con and You're in Town. And hopefully some lottery
We were
wins.
supposed to have a really cool Outsiders 54 Below experience, but that got canceled.
That's what happened this week too. It was just a blow after blow this week.
Yeah, we had tickets now for months to go see Tulsa 24 at
Yeah.
54 Below. It was supposed to be this special like Outsiders cast night, and they canceled it now on us twice. The first time they canceled it and rescheduled it, now they just canceled it.
Ed, you know what? We needed that in our lives, and they took it away. And now, man.
Yeah, I'm really upset about that.
I don't understand why.
But I think we have, I mean, I think otherwise we have exciting things coming up.
Yeah, we're gonna
We
use
will,
that money towards something else.
yeah, we'll get even
We'll
better
figure it
tickets.
out.
Maybe we'll buy tickets to Outsiders, knowing us.
I'm not opposed.
Oh, we could pull up telecharge.
I'm not opposed.
Okay, let's end this podcast and then we can look at tickets quickly. Well, anyway,
Okay.
like always, follow
Yes.
us on our socials on TikTok on
Are you an
TikTok.
80-year-old woman? Not the Tic Tac.
Apparently, follow us at Love Letters to Broadway with one Y. Once again, add Love Letters to BWay with one Y on Instagram at Love Letters to BWay with two Ys because one Y wasn't available. Follow us on Instagram, people. If something happens with
Yeah.
TikTok again, you need to know what we're up to with our lives. And we
We're
post
more
very often
active.
on Instagram. Yeah, we're more active on there. We post stories. We chat with y'all. Like, you're
If
missing
you
out.
want to hear the depressing songs I'm listening to, they're
Yeah,
like,
we even went live at the Jason Schmidt concert on Instagram. Y'all missed it.
yeah, you miss it.
And also follow us on YouTube. We have a YouTube page now at Love Letters to Broadway, and all the podcast episodes get uploaded there automatically too.
And we will post more content once she is not sick and we have a little bit more time.
Yeah, once we're allowed to have a life again. But yeah, and also, like always, you can reach us 24/7 at Love Letters to Dream.
Oh, Risa.
I can't talk tonight. And once again, y'all can reach us at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. Once again, it's at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. You can reach us 24/7. You'll get Skylar at 5 a.m. You'll get me at all the other hours because I don't sleep. But Skylar wakes up really early during the 1 hour where I am sleeping.
Insane.
Yes.
Insane. I can't believe I
Yes.
wake up that early. It's kind of
I
torture.
don't know how you physically do that because sometimes I don't even go to sleep till 1 or 2.
No, I take melatonin, which I've been having crazy dreams on melatonin. Like, actually concerning.
You better be
But it...
careful. Like, is that something you could get addicted to?
Melatonin?
I don't know.
I don't know. I like my sleep.
You
Quiets my brain.
know what also gives you per a person a good sleep? Benadryl.
The best sleep. Are you kidding me?
The
The
best.
best. That is a 10 out of 10 experience. You don't even like I take it and within 10 minutes I'm just curled and then it's the next morning and I'm like, wait, what just happened?
What happened to my life? What just happened?
Like, did I actually fall asleep or like what?
Ugh. The
10 out
Benadryl
of 10.
allergy attacks, man. They hit you hard.
Like me at maybe happy ending. That was
Oh my
bad.
God, I forgot you took Benadryl there.
Yeah. Well, I had to. I was dying slowly.
What was it that you ate again?
No, I just have bad allergies, but I'm allergic to
Oh yeah,
celery.
your eyes were tearing. It was like life allergy.
Yeah, but now I'm allergic to raw celery and carrots.
Oh, that's a new one.
Yeah, I lost my voice.
That's a new one. Okay, good to know. So I could be on the
Oh,
lookout.
people, don't try to take me out. Now I just told them
Yeah.
how they can murder me. What the
Oh God. Oh God. We better be careful. Okay, well, I think that's it for the week. Before you give them any more hints,
Yeah.
my name's Michelle once again.
And my name is Skylar.
And we will see y'all
On the
next
next week.
week.
Thanks for
Bye-bye.
listening. Bye.